Hey guys,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Today going live on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio. We are here live. We're going to talk to Kimberly. She is a stylist and she has a great hairline product called Rooted. And we're going to talk to her about her products. And then tonight's main topic is about, are you an optimistic person or a pessimistic person? So going on with the Root Solution. Make sure you like, follow her on Instagram, the Root Solution. So the big question tonight is, are you an optimist or are you a pessimist? Now, let's go and just into the definition of those. So an optimistic person is a person who thinks everything is going to go great. Everything's going to be awesome. There's no bad news. Nothing's going to go bad. Even though bad stuff happens all the time with everybody's business and everything, and never, some things are not right. Some things you got to start off relearning and learning. Those are things that you'll have to go through and control. But in the whole light of things, are you a person who goes in having a positive attitude, thinking that everything is going to be positive? Or are you a person who comes in with a wholehearted negative attitude and thinks it's always going to be bad? It's going to be bad whichever way, whichever route that it goes. So this is what we're going to be talking about tonight in this podcast. So I'm more, my personal beliefs, more a optimist. I try to wish on the best things to happen, the best ways. It's going to always be a positive outcome. It's always going to happen in a very good way. I'm like, yes, it's going to work out. I mean, sometimes you can be a little bit skeptic, but in the real life, you're always hoping that it works out in the best way for you, right? In the best way for you. So make sure that you are pushing that out. My thing is, if you push out the positivity, then you'll get positivity. If you push out the negativity, you'll get negativity. So if you're more of a pessimistic type of person, then you're going to always be thinking of the negative things that will happen in what's going on in your business and everything else. So you have to really, 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 you know, hone in on that optimistic side of yourself. So with that being said, I don't know which is better. I think pessimist people will be more apt to be prepared and be looking for the problems to occur. They're looking for a problem. They're searching for the problem. They're hoping for the problem. Now, does that make them ready for the problem? I don't know. But if you're a quick thinker, I'm usually a fast thinker on my hands. I like to work under pressure. So being an optimist, like, oh, nothing's going to go bad. But when something does, you know, everybody, you just have to go through your head and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. So I think you should always schedule out things that may or may not happen or things that could happen in your business, regardless to being an optimist or a pessimist in that business. You know what I mean? I just think that you still have to understand that there will be problems, there will be issues, everything is not going to go as smoothly as possible. People that you're dealing with are not going to, everybody's not going to be your bestie, best friend. They're not going to be the easiest person to work with. Not everybody's going to be like that. Now, at the end of the day, our goal is to have as many people that we like and that we enjoy working with us. Hey, we have working as our partners and our team. They're giving us the truth. They're being honest with us. It's just easygoing. And we're pushing forward for great success. So those are the things in being an optimist or a pessimist. I think that either one of them is bad or good. I don't think there's a good way or a bad way to handle different situations in life. I just think there's a way that there's a different way you are approaching those situations. All right. So each time a new situation comes in, I believe you should have a positive attitude going forward, thinking it's going to work out great, thinking it's going to be awesome for you, thinking that your outcome is going to be good. And you have to really hone into that. I think that part comes into manifestation and manifesting how you want things to come in. Because when you look at a vision, when you look at a project, when you look at something that you're doing and you're pushing forward into it, you really need to hone into what you want out of it. And I think if you go in negative, if you go in with a negative attitude, if you go with negative, then the problem will be that you'll have a lot of negative energy surrounding the things that's happening to you, the things that are being said, the things that are going on. So you have to, if you go in being optimistic about it, then it'll be less negativity that's coming out of you, and you're not looking for things to happen. You're not looking for things to go wrong. You're not looking for those things like that. So those are those, that is how I believe it should work, and I believe you should look into all of those ideas and figuring out what works for you and what is best for you, all right? So at the end of the day, everything starts with a good plan and a good idea, a good way to push forward, just being good at what you're doing and having a plan and knowing what you want for the outcome to come to be when it happens. That is what you have to push forward, and that's what you have to say, that's what you have to drive towards. So if you do need something to help you plan, it's coming into the third quarter, pick up my planner, pick up third quarter. They're available on Amazon for you to purchase. And good investment. It's a very, very good investment. Help you plan out your quarters, help you plan out the things you need to do. Just grab one. It's a nice size planner. It's hefty and it's good for working. But let's go back to this pessimist and optimist ideology, right? So what are you pressing towards? Who do you want to be? Where are you trying to go? What is your mindset about how you're trying to get there? What are you doing? What are you not doing? What are your actual goals? And then, are you believing that your goals can really happen? Are you believing that the things that you are saying can be really pushed forward into being great? Do you really believe that? Or are you a person who thinks that everything that happens is going to be negative? It's not going to work out right. I know it's not going to work out right. I feel this type of way. I feel that type of way. Well, how are you? What type of person are you? How are you thinking about your job? So those are those things when you are pushing forward in learning your process, what you're doing, holding your business responsible and liable for your well-being. How are you going about it in your day-to-day life? So make sure that you are pushing forward, that you are doing positive things, that you are making sure that your business is doing its due diligence so that even if you are a pessimist or optimist, you do have a plan to handle each part of those stages of your business. You have a plan to figure out how you're going to move and how you're going to shake. You have a plan on dealing with everything that's going on, and you know how you're going to focus on your business. So we are about to bring our guest on in a few minutes. I will allow y'all, whoever's online, leave a comment, leave a post, leave a something that tells me, let me know if you're optimist in your business or you're more pessimist. are pessimistic. You know, so again, optimist is somebody who thinks that any option, any opportunity, anything is good. A pessimist is somebody is someone who thinks that they're like a pest. They think it's all just going to be negative. It's not going to work out properly. It's going to be bad. So let me know, which one are you? And how does that make you feel in being an entrepreneur? You know what I mean? Which one are you, how do you work with that? And if you're a pessimist, how do you get past those ideas, those negative thoughts, that negative energy? How do you get past that? How do you push forward? How do you, you know, like, there's so many things that are going on that are that can be negative, right? And you can have Airbnbs and they're like, oh, don't do that because people will ruin your house. I've never had nobody ruin. Okay, people have parties and dirty. Might have a little party or get together or whatever and leave trash everywhere. But they've never really destroyed my stuff. And then at the one time I did have somebody destroy it, they were having a party. They just were just ignorant. They put their heavy foot on my glass table. I'm like, what possessed you to put your feet on your glass table? What part of home training don't you get? So those are the things that you have to really, in logic, like, not many people are going to do that, because on Airbnb, you get rated on both sides. So you don't want nobody to leave you a bad review, because if you get a bad review, you can't get people to rent to you. And if you are leaving good reviews, then people will love to rent to you. And that same thing goes for hosts or having a business. You want people to give you positive aspects, give you positive things to you, push positive ideas forward to you. You want people to be have that positive attitude coming in, that your place is going to be great. Your business is going to be great. The service that you're offering is going to be great. So those are the things that you have to kind of put out there as being a business owner, as being a entrepreneur, that everything that you do is going to be great and going to be awesome. So when you're pushing forward to your goals, you're only thinking about what's your positive outcomes, what's the possibilities. So how much money can you make? You have to be an optimist, the optimistic, to think that you can make $1 million. Person who's pessimistic is not going to think that. It's not going to think that way. Nah, man, I've only made $1,000 in my whole life. That's all I'm going to be able to make in this business if I can make that, because I don't know about this and I don't know about that and I don't know about this and that and that. But if you open up your mind, open up your ideas, and open up your soul, there's always endless possibilities to what you want and what you're going to do and what you're being faced with. So if you just make sure that when you're being an optimist or pessimist, you're being realistic at it at the same time, but you are actually staying focused upon what you're doing, what you're saying, and where you're going in your life, and your plan is still based upon actually having those realistic goals that you can accomplish, that you can push forward to. So those are the great things that go into being optimistic or pessimistic, just knowing that you have to have an idea and a roadmap of where you're going. Everything else starts with the plan. Now, I think more optimistic people are more confident in what they're doing, more confident in what they're saying, more confident in how they're moving. So in your business works upon being confident and believing in what you're doing and believing in what you're saying. So do you believe in what you're saying? Is that the problem that you have out there? Do you not believe in what you're saying? Like, those are the things that you really, really, really have to push forward to so that you can be a better at what you are doing and better at what you're saying. You have to really hone in and believe in what you're doing. So that is the biggest part of it. So with all that being said, I just really want y'all to, like, really evaluate your situation, evaluate things that are your thoughts, your processes, and come in there with having a positive attitude, being professional, having a professional idea, having professional thoughts, having an open mind to things that may or may not happen or things that can be pushed forward. So just have an open mind to things. Have an open mind. Be optimistic. Do not be pessimistic in going into you're doing your business and handling your thoughts. So please make sure you go in here with a positive attitude, with a very idealistic way of handling your business and handling your thoughts and handling the way you do things. All right? So make sure you press forward into those things and that you are more optimistic and give more opportunities in what you want to do and what you want to say and how you want to do it. And go forward with that. Y'all go outside. So today, like I said, we're going to have a guest on who's going to talk about their business. If they are an optimistic in their business, are they a pessimist in their business? We're going to talk to her about, you know, her ideas in being it, which what works better for her, how you move, how you shape, how you grow, what do you do. Those are the things that we're going to really hone in tonight when she comes on live, and to make sure that she what works best for her in the way she thinks and what works best for her in any possibility. So when she calls, we're just going to kind of go into that whole idea of it. But make sure y'all follow her and like her on the root solution. She's going to talk about her business and tell more about what's going on in her business and everything else. So Kimberly in the Root Solution, she will be on in a few minutes and we will talk to her about her business. She's also a hairstylist and she will be talking about how that works in her business with that as well. So Kimberly, whenever you're ready, you can come on, give us a call so we can start, you know, kind of understanding the characteristics of, you know, the ideologic thinking of being an optimist, entrepreneur, or a pessimist, and how you think and how you process what's going on in your business and what goes on in your life and what goes on in how do you handle that? Like, how do you juggle either being an optimistic person or a pessimist person? All right. She's here. Just bring her in.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That is awesome. So what kind of entrepreneur are you? Are you an optimistic person or are you a pessimistic person?
Optimistic.
And why? Why do you choose being optimistic over pessimist?
Because I feel like that's the best way to be, you know. Being an entrepreneur, you know, especially being a new entrepreneur, not having guidance or help starting out, you have to believe that it's always going to be something greater or you can always do something better and not always look at the downsides of things, but look at, you know, even take the negative side of it and turn it to a positive and know that regardless if it's negative or positive, it can be an impact in your growth and learning ability. So that's why I'm optimistic. I always have been. Yeah, I feel like that's the best way to succeed is to be optimistic.
Right, right. Go in with a positive attitude, positive ideas. That to me, that works best, especially as a being an entrepreneur. So, tell people who you are and what are the things that, you know, you do and what kind of businesses you have.
Okay, my name is Kimberly. I've been a licensed cosmetologist for 4 years now, but I've been doing hair for 8 years, but I've been licensed for 4, and I go by the name Chain Lee Hairstyles. And the reason why I go by Chain Lee is because it's a nickname my mother had gave me at birth, because I looked like a Chinese, and people always just think, you know, I'm another race or things of that nature. But it's the meaning behind my name, Chain Lee Hairstyles. So when I first became a hairstylist, I learned how to do braids first when I was young. And then as I got older, I started doing my own hair, and I got into weave. And as I went to hair school, which was during the time I was starting to wear weave, and I got into hair school, my perspective and my mind frame had started to change. And that's when the big natural hair, the big chop, everything started to come along. And that was what, I guess you could say, let's say five years ago. So that had became big, and I started questioning what direction did I want to go into. And I just was like, okay, well, my friend guy was like, well, you know, braids is becoming a big thing. Are you going to learn how to do braids? And I was like, I didn't really want to, simply because it, you know, takes so long to do braids or whatnot. But anyways, I decided to learn how to do braids. And when I first started out, it took me like 8 hours. I've been knew how to braid before. It's weave and box braid. That's on a whole different level as far as timing yourself and getting paid versus a quick weave that'll take 2 hours. So anyways, I decided to do the natural route. And, yeah, it was one of my best decisions because I'm into health. It's, you know, the root solution. So I had started fasting during the time when I made this decision. I was in her school when I started fasting. I stopped eating, matter of fact, right before her school, I had stopped eating pork. I stopped eating beef. And during her school, I was only eating chicken and fish. So me changing my health had kind of changed my mind frame around things. At first I was like, well, I'm going to work all day, 24 hours. I'm just going to make money, you know, work hard and things of that nature. And
that
sounds
great. Sounds great. Doesn't ever work, but it sounds great.
Yeah. But you know what? Back then, to be honest with you, I knew that wasn't ideal. I didn't know exactly. In the back of my mind, I knew, like, no, Kim, you're not going to be able to do this like this because it's just not going to work, but I just went with it. But it didn't last long, so that's how I ended up changing routes. And so as me starting doing people's hair, I started to realize that, you know, everybody with their hair fall, hair loss and everything, things of that nature, came from what they was putting inside their body, 9 out of 10. So in hair school, they teach you, ask them, are they on any medications and things of that nature, if their hair is falling out, before you can do the color testing, all that. So anyway, I was already in the process of fasting. So in my mind, I already knew, okay, it's what they're eating. It's in their diet. So I stuck with natural hair. I've been doing braids, and I'm very successful at it now. And, you know, it was kind of hard. I ain't going to say it was hard. It wasn't hard. Just having the belief that I could change and do something different was hard mentally. Not the doing part, but mentally, because I was so good at the wigs and weaves. And, you know, when people saw me with the weaves and, oh, you look good, you know, you look good with weave or whatnot. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? So I was kind of always trying to get pushed in a different direction, even with my health, because now veganism is popular. But back when I changed my diet, it wasn't. So
yes.
Now we go to the root solution. So that's how I came up with the root solution, basically finding the solution to whatever problems that people have. And it's not, okay, so this is going to touch on the root solution. So it doesn't mean that it has to be a major problem. You don't have to have cancer. You can just have acid reflux. You can you know, not be able to sleep that good at night. Still, you know, just I wanted to give a guide to the basic things and also help people that's not vegan and not try to, you know, put a name based around people that I want to help. So the Root Solution is just not for vegans, only even though I'm vegan. But it's for any and everybody that's trying to find a simple solution. And I put it in simple ways and share my journey, what I went through to help people change their lifestyle. It's a lifestyle.
Right.
A lifestyle. So, yeah.
It is.
So that's...
So, no, what I was about to say is, no, I totally understand that. Like, I was a vegetarian, never vegan. I always still ate fish. About 10 years ago, I did that. I started that. And when you say it wasn't popular, it's not popular 5 years ago. It was really, really not popular 10 years ago. I mean, the only option you had was Morningstar if you wanted a meat alternative. That was about the only option you had. There weren't vegan recipes. There weren't, I mean, we had almond milk, you know, Silk almond milk. That might have been the best you can do. But then the rice milk was in a box that you bought in the thing that had no flavor to it and tastes like chalk. You know, and I'm not a big milk or dairy person because I've never been lactose. But if you think 5 years ago was hard, check back 10 years ago. And I was still just eating. I can't go. If I went out or I wanted to go to a bar, now every bar that has a vegetable or a veggie plate or a veggie option, when I went out, all I had was fried options. Fries, maybe a salad, and I have to tell them to take the bacon off the salad. You know what I mean? So that every vegetable was cooked in a turkey or a pork, green beans, collard greens. Shoot, I went to some place, they even had bacon in the macaroni. I was like, come on, man.
Oh,
can I have something to do? But now, with I'm not sure where you live, but in Atlanta, we got vegan, we got a bunch of other vegan restaurants. We got people who do stuff in a great way for vegans. There's even a vegan pizza place. I was like, vegan pizza? What? How do you even do that? But I learned that being a vegetarian was great for me, wasn't good for me because I wasn't getting the adequate amount of protein. And plus, the only way back then was eating a whole bunch of vegetables to get your protein or taking protein shakes or taking a supplement, which you try to, you know, try to stay away from a lot of that processed stuff, right? So it was just extremely hard to be a vegetarian or be a vegetarian. Going vegan was not even a thought friendly option. I'm like, I'm gonna sit here and have to eat noodles and rice all day. And beans. I mean, that's the only thing, and you know, your vegetables, but you can only eat but so many vegetables all day, every day. And now it's easier to say that because there's so many different recipes and stuff that they put out there and ideas that they put out there. But when I even stopped eating pork 15 years ago, trying to go somewhere and not get pork or have pork cooked into something was crazy. So when you say that, that makes so much sense to me because I was just like, girl, try it back then. And now I'm down to, I do eat beef. I don't eat chicken and I don't eat pork are my meats that I don't eat. Or I try not to eat any birds. So, and the reason why everybody's diet is different and reasoning why is because that works for my blood type. I'm not saying it works for everybody. This is the things that I do for myself. So I don't push what I do on other people dietary-wise. But that part about what you put in your body and what you get out of your body is a very, very, it says a whole lot. It means a whole lot. You know what I mean? So, and when you're with that staying on topic, when you are trying to change your diet, you have to be very optimistic. You have to be very open to trying a whole lot of new things because, girl, you be taking stuff like, I got the sea moss now and, all these oils, the good omega oils you got to take and these tonics that you drink. Like, that stuff does not taste good, 90% of it. But the thing is, you're not technically supposed to eat for taste. You're supposed to eat for health, right? That's what they say?
Yeah. And it's good that you're saying it.
I mean, but it's the truth, though. But again, all of that goes into being healthy. And as entrepreneurs, the worst thing you can be is have a toxic body. Because 90% of the time, that means your business will be toxic as well, because that's the energy that you put in. That's why you see all these millionaires, they are running, they're exercising, they're fit, they got nice bodies. You know what I mean? They're healthy. That being that level of health gives you clarity so you can think past go, and you're able to move and shake when you need to be, because you have the energy to push forward to do what is great for your business and you. And you have a clear mind, a clear body, and a clear soul so you can push forward. So that helps you be more optimistic in life. Right.
Yes, most definitely. Yes. And as me being a hairstylist, you know, quote unquote, first as far as career wise, I had to stop, you know, working late, you know, standing up on my feet. I used to work, do braids 8 hours straight without taking a break, without eating. And it wasn't because I was just operated to do. It was like automatic. Okay, I got to hurry up and get these braids done in a certain amount of time. And I had to stop doing it. I had to stop it. So I put my health over money, you know what I'm saying, over my career. And it didn't mean, and I didn't lose. To me, I don't know how, you know, somebody else may look at it, but I didn't lose. I'm not losing because I choose to do one hair a day. Or maybe right. Sometimes I may do two, just depends on, you know, but that's my optimistic kicking in, like, okay, this is my main source of income. I haven't worked a job in 9 years, even before, like, far as a steady job. I haven't worked a steady job in, like, 9 years. But so before I started doing hair, you know, going to school, you know, I did hair, you know, and I went to school, and I found other sources of income or whatever, in that way. But I had to think, like, okay, what are you going to do? Are you going to, you know, stand up and do 2-3 hands a day all day, don't take a break, agronomics around the shop, even if you in your home? It was bad for me. I'm tall, and it's another thing. I'm tall. So I had to put all that in play. Okay, you tall. Okay, you don't need to be going eating all day, taking breaks. So what I do? So I schedule my people, and I have a 30-minute in between time before somebody else come, if I do. And what I tell you, it's been great since I changed it, not being under the pressure of, okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, so that's my optimistic came in, like, okay, you can change it around, you know, and I had to for the sake of myself and for my business. So that's how the hair and the health play together, goes together, you know. And I see a lot of hairstylists that put their health over, put their money doing hair over their health. You know, I don't understand how, you know, women's feet be swollen all day. They be tired. As soon as they get through eating, they'll go just eat and jump. They tired. They go to sleep. So what that's doing to your body? You're tired. So the next morning, you burnt out day in and day out because of what? What are you doing it for? If you can't have your body and be healthy and shape, then you're not gonna be lasting long to do nothing,
right?
You know,
nutrition, that is so powerful, yeah.
And I want to say this real quick about nutrition. How you were saying, you know, you decide to eat what you eat because of your body types and things of that nature, and that most definitely true. For me, it was easy for me to not eat meat because when I was young, all I did was eat sides. But everybody is different, right? True. But I have always been a type to listen to my body. Not saying listen and I made action towards it, you know, as far as the correct step. And not saying that I haven't always been healthy. I haven't always made the right choices. But at a young age, I knew that I was imbalanced. But you want to know what? Because I was slim, small, and I looked good on the outside, nobody thought anything was wrong with me. My parents, the doctor, and I knew something was wrong with me. I had acid reflux. I had ended up developing an ulcer. I ended up a cyst growing into my stomach the size of a football, and I had to get surgery at the age of 17. So there was two major things for me. It wasn't me almost dying. It was just me simply not feeling good. I couldn't stay woke. I almost failed middle school because of my health. And at the age of 17, I changed my diet around. Like, they told me, they said, okay, you're going to have to get on high cholesterol pills if you don't change the way you eat. Now I'm 17. I have never done no nutrients. You know, my family.
Right. Wow. 17, you had cholesterol?
Yes, at 17, I was a binge eater. So this is all the things, you know, that I want to share behind the solution. You know, when people see that I don't eat meat, people see how I look and they say, oh, and then they got their issues and feel like it's impossible. No, you just do not understand. I was a binge eater. All I did was eat sugar all day. I had my pasta every day, all day. 17, I had high cholesterol. They told me if I didn't change my diet, I'm going to have to get on medicine and pills. I was not for the pills, so I stopped. I had changed. I stopped eating the pasta and the sodium. Stopped eating the salt. I had these. And then I had McDonald's every day, milkshakes. I used to sleep and eat milkshakes. When I'm hungry, I got heartburn. I'm going through the drive-thru. I'm saying I'm hungry, but I'm getting desserts. Like, it was that bad for me. Like, I was addicted to sugar. So, me literally switching it around is, you know, amazing. And I want to be able to share that with other people and let them know, like, hey, you know, you can do it too.
Right.
You know?
And that's so awesome because, like, the reason why I gave up. Everybody's like, oh, why you don't eat chicken, okay? But you eat beef. And they're like, when I ate chicken, I could not eat beef. But the problem was is that the chicken had created so much acid in my stomach that I could not now process the beef. Now, it sounds weird to people who don't understand, but the chicken created so much inflammation inside of me that anything else that I put in my body was trying to fight just to survive, if that makes sense. So I didn't really technically have any medical. I mean, people there would say, I'm borderline everything. I'm borderline anemic. I'm borderline. Mm-hmm. I'm borderline this. I'm like, okay, so I'm not a big doctor person and I'm not a big medicine person. I'm like, okay, we can go out here and find something that will cure us. I just got to take this tea twice as long as I probably would a pill, but it's so much better for me, and it probably will cure some of the other problems that I have. But at the end of the day, a lot of what's wrong with people's body is inflammation. You have inflammation. I would have a big old belly when I would – a big stomach. Now, I'm still small. I'm small, and I've never gotten over a certain weight. I'm only 5'3 and a half. You know what I mean? So I can't get – I'm a butterball if I get fat, right? And all my weight goes into my stomach. So I don't really get fat nowhere else but my stomach. So with all of that being said, when I stopped eating chicken, my stomach, without, like, exercising or doing anything crazy, mm-hmm. Stomach went straight down. It's going down. And every year that I stop eating chicken, my weight goes down. My stomach goes down. Back to my things. I have issues with energy, keeping my energy. That's why I do the B12, and that's why I still eat the red meat, because I need that level of iron, because I am borderline anemic. I need to have those extra levels of iron, and I do not like iron pills because that stuff messes up your stomach and can make you constipated. It's just a lot. So I have to make sure I eat my green vegetables and I eat my red meat so that it helps me keep my iron level up and my B12 up. So those are the things that I have to do, that I have those deficiencies in my body. So when you're trying to understand your body and taking these chances, taking these opportunities, it's never easy to make these changes. And when I say that it's never easy to make these changes in your diet and your life and in your business, it's never easy to make these changes. But if everything was so easy, then all of us would be at the top, right? So I have a routine that I have to walk every day. Like, it's now a habit that if I don't walk, I feel like trash. You know what I mean? Cut back drinking. And like I said, the chicken and the beef and the meat and lower gluten and lower carbs, I get away from those, try to do gluten-free stuff. And it's just awesome how your body feels. When I eat right, the days I eat right, you just have so much energy. You're ready to go. Your mind is clear. You're ready to process stuff. You're able to handle any pressure, anything somebody throws at you. But those days that I do decide to drink, or I do decide to do something that I wasn't supposed to do, I'm like, oh my God, why did I have a whole day just to recover? Like, I just need 2 days just to recover from that one day of doing the craziness, because my body's like, why'd you do that to yourself? So, but if I know I need to be productive, I can't do those things. So that all comes into a phase and comes into the mentality of being an optimistic or pessimistic person. Because if you always think, it doesn't matter if I change my diet or if I eat 100 cookies a day or if I drink all this liquor today, it doesn't matter because I'm still going to be fat. I'm still going to be this. I'm still not going to have no energy. Try it for a month. Try it for 30 days.
And see, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, the last little thing I was going to say is that's what the lady said when she told me to stop eating chicken. I went to the vitamin lady. She said, stop eating chicken. And then I told my friend I was dating at the time, and he was like, girl, why are you going to stop eating chicken? I'm like, this woman is telling me to stop eating chicken. She didn't tell me to buy none of her supplements. She just said, stop eating chicken for 30 days. She's not making no money off of me stop eating chicken. So why would she tell me this? For whatever her reason was. It ain't going to benefit her. So I was like, why can't I stop eating chicken for 30 days? It wasn't hard. I was a vegetarian for 4 years. So, I mean, okay, stop eating chicken. Who cares, right? But you get all that peer pressure from people who are not willing to change and don't even know about the change. And you go forward. I have a few more minutes. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Oh, I had a couple things in my mind. Oh, it's the mind. I don't necessarily think that people literally think that they, like you said, oh, it don't matter because I'm still going to be fat. It's the belief around it. Like, that's all what it be, the whole belief. Because if you talk to people long enough, and let's just say you take a person that want to lose weight, or a person that want to stop drinking alcohol, a person that want to stop eating junk or whatever, you talk to them long enough, and then you, okay, so what you want to do? So I always ask people, you know, people, hey, I do. What you like to do? Do you like any activities? Oh, they'll get to talking, okay, well, say if somebody trying to lose weight, okay, well, so how do you feel about that? And it always gets to the basis of them not believing that they can. And by me being the person that slim, not much stomach, is automatically in their mind is like, can't be like you. It's not to be like the next person. It's to be a better you. Once I start loving myself for the way that I am and was, I'm beautiful, graceful, you know? Everybody had their insecurities and things that they deal with, and that's really all it be. Other people to know that they want better, because majority of people that they are around, whoever they was raised around or raised up with, they all stuck in this mentality that, oh, what else, I ain't gonna do that, I'm not doing it because that don't work over there, you know. So that's why it was hard, like you said, them years ago when you changed and you was veganism and your friend said something about the chicken. And it all be the pressure of other people. Then you got to look inward to yourself and believe in yourself. And all it takes is that one, sometimes it takes that one person. You know how they say you plant a seed, but it takes a while to grow. So yeah. You can say the simplest, smallest thing to people. And I truly believe in doing it. Regardless, I don't try to overstep my boundaries or anything like that, but I always try to pass the good word, whether it's just regular life, health, or whatever, because you just never know what you might say or do and touch people's lives, because it all revolves around insecurities and how, yeah, basically insecurities and how they feel about themselves and what they believe about themselves. So all that out their mouth of how people mainly say, oh, I can't do that, I don't even know. But deep down inside, when they get home or they tired, they worn out, and the years have passed by, and they look at themselves and see where they at in life, they deep down want better, but for whatever reason will not do nothing and will not admit, you know. And I'm not, what's the word when you hypocrite? So I'm not a hypocrite. You know, I done been there. I done it. So, you know, no, it's not to say that it's not hard. But I'm here to tell you that it can be done, and I can help you do it. But you got to want to help yourself.
That's the rule number one. You have to want to be able to make that change in your business, and that works in your life and in your business. So if you're not willing to make those changes, then it's no point in you talking to me. And that's why I always like to coach people who really want to make a change and be uncomfortable. Get comfortable being uncomfortable and being able to level up to that confidence. So I want you to tell people where they can find the Good Root Solution and where they can find you if they need their hair done and want a nice positive stylist over their head, natural hair stylist. So tell people where they can find you and how they can book an appointment.
So Chain Lee Hairstyles. For Chain Lee Hairstyles on Facebook is Chanlee Hairstyles with an S. Facebook, I post a lot of my work on Facebook. But my Instagram is the same thing, at Chain Lee Hairstyles. And I do natural hair. I don't do men hair. I do natural women hair, braids, twists, things of that. So you can check out my workout on both of them pages. And for the Root Solution, you can just follow me for tips, motivation, inspiration. It's basically just revolve around your whole mentality. And I'm just now getting the Root Solution up and started. But, hey, I'm optimistic, right? So yep. I have no
problem.
You got
to continue doing it and be consistent.
Yeah, I have no problem with talking about my business and what I believe, regardless of how far I have got with it. Because my thing, okay, let me say this real quick. At The Root Solution, Instagram, y'all going to see me growing. Come and grow with me. And I wanted to say about The Root Solution. I had a thought in my mind, and these people over here pop star crazy. I forget. I'm sorry, I forgot my whole thought around it. I actually write poems and poetry too. So I actually plan on the things like how I was speaking today, motivational and things of that nature. They're actually supposed to be on the Root Solution too. I'm getting things into play. So yeah, but this is what I was gonna say. No matter where you at, what you're doing, what you feel like you haven't accomplished, what you feel like you should have accomplished, what matters is you keep your eye on what you want to do, regardless if things change or things slow down. Always go after what you want to do. And it don't matter how much money you got, how many followers you got, how many likes you got. If you stay genuine to what you really passionate about and what you know deep down inside, all of it's going to come to your future and your present. So that's all I have to say on it. Thank you for having me today as a guest, and I do appreciate it.
Very welcome, and thank you for being on. Please like and share this with everybody. Anybody who needs to hear this story, please like and share this. you know, everybody, let's just be more optimistic. All right. Thank you for coming on, and I'll talk to you later, okay, Kim?
Okay. You have a blessed night.
All right, bye-bye. All right, guys, it's the end of our show. Talk to you guys later, and hopefully everybody enjoyed it. Please rewatch it if you missed it. It was very powerful, very deep show. Please rewatch it if you have missed it. Head the Root Solution and just be supportive. Support us. Just like and share our stuff. You don't got to buy nothing right now. Just like and share. Like and share. Just like and share. That's all we're asking you to do. Like and share. The right person will get it. The right person will spend their money. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.